This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, this afternoon, Radiothon 2019, Anna Murphy.
Oh,
it's so exciting.
Goodness, can you believe it?
I can, because we need the money every year.
It does come around, doesn't it? I can't believe we're at another Radiothon. That's just how time is flying.
Flies, but it is instrumental in keeping the doors of Joy open, this Radiothon. So we need everyone, if you're listening in the car or you're at your work or at home at the moment, jump on today. Zoe Badwee.
Everybody, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, gorgeous, too. Thank you for coming.
I remember about 10 years ago, a certain little song hit our airwaves.
Oh, yes, Little Diddy.
Little Release Me.
Yes.
And you, back then, were affiliated with Joy.
Yeah.
You were doing stuff back then. What keeps you coming back?
Well, you're all so nice.
Actually, you've only been here 5 minutes and you've had pizza and you've had
cheesels
and water's been given to you.
Radiothon doll doesn't happen all the time.
I'm still going back past the snacks table. It's not over yet. I don't keep my figure like this. And I just think, well, Joy's always been such a great support to me and it's so fun coming in here.
And what is it about gays and lesbians across the land and across the world love your music, your performances? I had you for a New Year's Day event.
Thank you. It was so fun, everybody.
The crowd went burko. Like, they just love you. What is it? What makes you keep doing it?
Well, I just think maybe they can see I'm having a really good time on stage and it's not forced or I'm not pretending. I legitimately am having the best time ever. And when my set's over, I'm like, no, start again, rewind. But I do, and I just, even when the room's a bit awkward or the crowd's a bit funny, a bit off, I still find that really fun, like to win them over, a nice challenge. And
I don't. I feel like that anyway,
because you've just walked in here today.
You're like a breath of fresh air. Because sometimes Joy's like a library out there. Yeah. You've just ruptured the library.
I went to the wrong way to go to the toilet. So I pretty much spoke to everybody.
Everyone's friends with Zoe.
Like, have you got any more cheeses?
So amazing things coming up for you because you're about to do a little US tour with all the big parties and everything over there.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes. Oh, I just got my US visa came through last week. Woohoo! Because that is not easy to get, but thank you, I got it. And I'll be going over doing all the prides, World Pride, and everywhere around there, and for the next couple of years, and just have some more fun, spread some more joy.
Yes. See, the funny thing, when Release Me came out, it went mental in South America.
Yeah.
Is that right? You became like super big really quick in South America.
I know. Yeah. Well, I didn't know till I got there and I thought, what's all these people lining up for? And they went, you.
Wow. Was that a strange feeling? Because like you had success here.
Yeah.
But over there, massive.
I had no idea and I got off the plane. This was in Brazil and everything went wrong. It took 65 hours to get there. Yeah. Oh. So then when I got there for the gig, I wasn't quite registering what was going on. There was lines out round the corner, down the street, and something, they were like, oi, oi. And I'm like, what are they saying? Oh. And they're like, Zoe.
I was like, oh, my God.
And so no one even speaks English there and they're all singing the words back word for word. I was just, I remember my booker there with me going, you're flat out Lady Gaga. And I was like, thank you.
I love it. I was in a club in London about 5 years ago. Now, the song's already been out for 5 years, and I remember coming on, and these English people around me going, oh my God, this is the best song ever. I'm like, you're 5 years late. Like, seriously.
I went to number one on the club charts. So I'm going, I'll be going there again. Why not?
Why not?
Well, it's 10 year anniversary. All new mixes out, everybody.
Yeah. Actually, the new remixes have come out, haven't they?
Yeah. So for Release Me, and it's nice to see new breath come into it. I still love to sing it, as we all know. it just makes me so happy, that song. And it actually wasn't written in a happy place, but it I don't know, it makes me good, feel good.
Yeah,
I hope it makes all of us what feel
is,
good
what,
too.
I've never asked you, what is the story behind that one? I'm sorry. More cheezels. More cheezels.
Yeah, no.
Let's not talk about that. It's Happy Land.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It was just about being in a relationship with a person that doesn't support you.
Oh, you're one of those. Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, God.
Just go.
That old chestnut.
At least you got to write a song about it. We just have to suck it up.
I was thinking the same thing. Wish I'd channeled mine into a song.
I didn't realise I was doing it. The song kept waking me up. All the lyrics kept waking me up. I was like, oh, I better do something with this.
Great. And it went worldwide. What a payback. Karma's a bitch, isn't it?
In your face.
Yeah, in your face. Indeed.
Well, that's great.
Sorry now.
Now, listen, if you were going to entice people, if say someone's driving along in their car for the first time, they've latched onto Joy, mm-hmm. what would you say to them to sign up on our show right now?
Well, this doesn't just happen on its own. That's what I would say. We need money to keep this going. And there's so many people that give their time, energy, support, but you also need coins to get it over the line.
We do.
Lots of coins.
And I don't think people understand that. With everything, it still needs financial backing. So show the love.
Yeah, it's when dodgy promoters come to you and go, hey, can you do it? But can you do it at half price? Yeah, I would never do that to you.
It'd be good for you to be on my stage. I've had that. Like, even recently, it'd be really good for your profile. I'll be right. No. I'd rather watch Netflix. Like, I'm fine. And do you want to just build my house then? It'd be good for your profile.
Yeah, it'd be great for your profile.
Listen, we're going to play... Zoe's released me right now. It's 10 years old, but it's still got this. Do you still get little? Yeah. I don't know.
Do I get what?
I never get sick of hearing it. Release me.
Nor do I.
No.
I don't get sick of sitting next to Zoe Badwee singing over the track either. This is amazing.
Yeah, we were a bit flat when we started the show, and Zoe's just lifted the spirits, hasn't she?
Good on you, Zoe. It's released me. It is. It does lift you.
It totally is good. Now, what's on the horizon for you? You've got some new music coming out, do you?
Yes, I do. I have a new song coming out called Body Drive, which is really sexy.
Oh.
And it's it's disco house music.
Great.
It's Morning Maxwell and Wildfire music. So
awesome.
Okay. It's really fun. I can't wait. And I even do a talking bit. And
bit. Can you?
Sure. It goes like this. Don't ask me twice. So apparently he said to me, when's a good time?
Oh, my God.
I said now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He said more about wait till it comes out, Body Drive. And more. There's more coming too, but...
Zoe Baby, you are fabulous.
God,
and we wish you all
sucks.
The success because we want you on this radio station. We want to keep the station alive, so make sure you join today. Join on our show.
Yes.
Go to joy.org.au. Obviously, prizes galore if you register or become a new member.
It's really important. It costs $20,000 to keep this station on air every week. So everything that you can give and donate and join up, it's all important.
Important for artists like Zoe because, new music comes out. A lot of radio stations, especially the commercial radio stations, it's very tough to get new music out there. But we go, you got a new song?
Yes.
Let's throw it on.
I know. Well, I email you guys. I'm like, and then aggressively text you. The support is the best thing for all of the Australian artists. So we're very grateful. Thank you. So give us your money.
Give us your money.
That's right. Join up.
Well, listen, we wish you all the best for the rest of the year for ongoing success overseas. Yeah. Can't wait to come to a little pride party. Maybe New York?
Yeah, great.
We'll catch up then.
Or I'll have to be at your party again.
Exactly.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you so much, Zoe.
I can't. Yeah, and you have been to all those people who have obviously been to my parties and seen you perform. You are a trooper. You lift the spirits.
Aww.
And we just can't wait to have you back.
Thanks.
Zoe Badwee live on Joy 94.9. Millie Minogue, welcome to Joy.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
You are an absolute godsend and a legend to the gay community. And how did you get involved with Joy in the first place? Do you remember?
Well, I think it's sort of a case of there was a phone call one day and it's basically thought, well, God, I've made the big time now. So it's Joy FM here and, we want you to come in and, interview on a radio show and all that stuff. And I went, oh, okay.
How many times have you been on Joy? Because I must say hundreds.
Yes, I've done like little voiceovers. I've done commercials. It's hard to remember it.
I find it amazing that Kylie hasn't really spent a lot of time at Joy. But the real Kylie Millie has spent hours and hours, which is great. What do you love about Joy?
We need it, basically. We do. We need it. You've got all the other radio stations, but this one really focuses in on us, basically.
Absolutely. Yes. It's kind of one of those things. We're in I heard during the week that SSO Media, or Star Observer, has gone. Right, so we've lost another, you know, media outlet, and the Joy seems like it's going to be the only one to survive all this.
And I think the thing that people forget as well, this is one of three LGBT community radio stations in the world, on the planet. This is it. This is one of three.
And the thing with it is, if we lose it, for any reason, if we lose it, that you'll never get it back.
It's not coming back.
Well, it's also, too, it's like a lot of good things that we've had in Melbourne over the decades. Without support, they either close down or they disappear or they, you know, just... You know, they're not around anymore. And then when it's not around anymore, people sort of go, oh, God, I miss that place or I miss this station. Or is it? But it's too late to whinge when it's already gone.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
And you're right. It is like a lot of the clubs that you would have performed in over the years. And like, you know, the whole gay strip. Which
Commercial
is not
Road is just
gone.
All gone. Yeah. Gone. All those little bars were like little gay bars.
What was your favourite club to perform in over the years? What's been the number one? so many, isn't
it? Too loyal to too many.
Well, yeah. They all have their own individual sort of moments, you know what I mean? Like Three Faces was a great sort of starting stepping stone for me, and then sort of for a lot of people as well. And then it sort of progressed onto that, and there were so many other clubs in Melbourne as well. So I was thinking the other day that you used to do about 5 shows a night from in different venues. You do one show here, then you quickly run to another venue and you do another show, and it's like you end up like doing shows till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And it's really changed dramatically in the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Yes, it's just because people want everything for free, basically. Mm-hmm. They don't want to support. They whinge saying it's not good enough or it's tragic, and who's for them to judge, basically. Mm. And they're very uppity about, you know, oh, this is crap, this is wrong. And so therefore it just sort of like unfolds and just disintegrates, basically, that's not around anymore.
I saw you in Sydney long ago on the Mardi Gras weekend. You were doing Bar Kylie, which seems to be a huge thing for you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, big announcement. July the 6th is...
I love a free plug. Drum roll. No, drum roll.
Hang on.
I don't have my own residency in Vegas. I just have Bar Kylie on July the 6th at Circus.
That's all right.
My greatest hit show.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So is it a regular thing or is it just every now and again?
No, we do it about 4 times a year.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
We're going into our 6th year now, so...
But going back to the point that you made, it's so important because, you can turn on your radio and you can hear Joy. And most of the community know Joy, they tune in and listen. But we need you to support the station. You have to become a member or donate some money, whatever you got, $2, whatever, $10. It keeps us on. It keeps this thing alive.
And I was just saying this to someone last night, that you read on Facebook how people can spend up to $2,000 for 2 concert tickets to see their queen, Madonna, from the 4th row for the 5th time. They find it easy to find money for things like that, but when something very important is needing help, they just ignore
it. They can't find the money for it, So, and really, at $84, most people would spend that
$84,
easy on a
night
out.
But you're instantly get $300 worth of prizes.
And you're getting
$300
worth of prizes.
And a lot of people do need a bit of dental work.
A little service on their teeth.
You heard it here.
And you can get a service on your car.
You heard it here first from legend of the gay scene, Millie Minogue. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Millie.
Actually, we're going to... What is your favourite? What is your favourite Kylie track?
I don't mind Right Here, Right Now.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Millie.
And keep going from strength to strength and doing what you do, because there is no other person who does what you do in clubs, and we love you dearly here at Joy.
Thank you very much for having me, Joy.
Thank you. Thanks, Millie.
Hello, subjects. This is Princess Kate. No time to write about my disdain feelings towards Duchess of Sussex. I really should be nice to her while she's still trying to snap her vuvu back into place. No, we must talk about how to keep Joy on air for another year. For less than an English breakfast tea per week, you can help keep the doors open to our favourite gay station, which Prince Andrew actually listens to in his Range Rover all the time. Funny that. So get on with it and join as a member today. Pick up the bloody phone. Go to the website joy.org.au.
What have you got in your mouth there, doll? Oh, here she goes.
Unfortunately, there's snacks out there because it's radiothon.
Hey, listen, we have. Can we have a little get ready for the clap? Because we've got a membership just came in from Peter from the UK.
He's our friend from the UK.
Hey, Murphys, keep the fun going. Another fabulous year of joy listening from the UK. And he also donated $50. That's how you do it, people. He is now won himself a $200 dental voucher and a $100 CarSurf voucher and goes in the draw to win $10,000 worth of dental work.
Peter has supported our show since day dot.
Good on you, Pete.
We love your work, Pete.
And Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon, Radiothon 2019, going crazy. We've just had another membership come in from Trevor from McKinnon. Good on you, Trevor. It says here, thanks, Murphy, for making Mondays great again, you pair of tits.
Oh. Excellent.
That's great. That's how you do it. We want everyone who's listening to the show today.
I resemble that comment.
I know we joke around, but seriously. Something that took place on the weekend. There was two things that took place on the weekend, obviously.
Oh, let's not talk about it.
Obviously, there was the election.
Okay, we're done.
Liberal are back in.
They are.
No one wants to talk about
it. No.
Eurovision was on. Now, I missed the whole final. I was meant to turn up to a mate's place at 5 a.m. That wasn't going to happen. I was comfortable with the dog.
I've pretty much decided that Eurovision is very much like, you know how with Lord of the Rings, it says on the book, there's two types of people in the world, those that have read Lord of the Rings and those that are going to. And a bit like Game of Thrones, those that have seen it all or have never seen an episode. I feel like Eurovision is the same thing, right? Yeah. So for me, it's, I don't get it. I never have. I've never shied away from that. Good on you all for participating. Don't get it. It's not for me.
Who won?
But I thought Kate Miller-Heidke's performance was truly amazing.
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yeah. I am going to throw a spanner in the works because I...
Because you love it.
Well, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not really into it. I'm not a huge fan. This particular year, because of Kate Miller-Heidke, that's why I was 2 feet in.
Right.
I just think that she is brilliant and she is God's gift.
Right.
So I watched it last night streaming and fast forwarded through.
Right, yeah.
I knew who the top 10 were, so I looked at the top 10.
But that's
10
the thing, you sort of already know. Well, like, I mean, maybe, I don't, yeah, maybe most people don't tune in as much, like, because we're surrounded by it at Joy, and so we've got a bit of a lead in. Maybe some people just save it up for the Sunday and then they just watch that and it's a great.
Yeah.
Good on you. The thing I was really excited about, because as you all know, it was a long time in the wilderness for me coming on board to like Madonna. And I got there and I've really liked her.
See, I haven't seen this. What happened?
Passionately loved her for the last couple of years. Oh, and I really loved the Medellin performance on the on the Billboard.
What happened to this?
This was not Madge's finest hour, I have to say. For anyone at home that disagrees with me, I apologise.
Did she do?
She did.
Like a
Prayer, but a cappella sort of thing, and it was out of tune. It was out of tune.
I'm calling for immediate retirement.
Why would she do that?
It was out of tune. And then she followed up with this new song, which was in the future. It's called I don't know, it's with the rapper guy.
Yeah.
And it's...
She sounded
terrible.
Okay,
because it was auto-tuned like a robot.
Yeah.
So, and she pretty much walked down a massive flight of stairs sideways and then walked back up the flight of stairs sideways. And I'm going
like
to say, hey, Madge, you're in your 60s now. Get off the cigars. We all see them all on the Instagram stories all the time.
Oh, well, judging by that, if you become a new member in our show, we will not play the Madonna tracks.
No, the new one.
Yeah. The new one.
Just that new one.
Because the
other ones are great that have come out. I didn't understand what happened.
Anyway, so everyone's got an off day, don't they, really?
I certainly
but
do.
But don't have an off day at Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, if you're going to have your off day, Madge, like, you're on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe rest.
Yep.
Maybe put the phone down and maybe just don't, like, overdo it.
And
now.
How many times would you have done Like a Prayer? I mean, how many times?
She would have done that. Yeah, look, it just sounded like
I can't wait
struggling.
To see it now, actually. I'm really looking forward
dreadful.
To it.
Your eyes are hurt.
If you become a Joy member, we will take her off the whole station. How's that? Is that what you guys want? No.
How can we be a gay station and not have Madonna?
Well, I don't know. You seem like you're really passionate
about that performance.
About,
yeah. That performance.
Oh, right, okay. We will not play that.
Everyone has a bad day, and I would not have been even able to walk down the stairs escorted. I'm not having a go at her talent. I'm just saying... Well, no.
A little bit.
No, no. Historically, she's proven herself.
Yes. Mm. Yes, yes.
She did not do that for me. Well, can I tell you the funniest about it, right? My best friend is like the biggest Madonna fan of all time. He has recently started dating someone and it's all love and roses, and his partner is not a said Madonna fan at all, but he's trying. He's listening to all of the back catalogues and all this stuff, and he's never seen a live performance of Madonna and he saw that one. And my best mate was like looking at his face, going, oh my god, we've lost you, haven't we already? But he goes, yeah, pretty. Yeah.
So
yeah,
even the diehards are turned.
Yeah. No, the funny thing is, a new fan.
I just mentioned that we would take it off and never play Madonna again on the station. We've got a new membership come through.
Oh my god!
Yay!
Don't you
know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne. That's right, as we head out to the roads today, the Calder Outbound didn't join up as a new member and now the station is closed and the world has no more joy. There is no information. That's a grey dot. Eastern Outbound likes to listen but not really support the station, and so there is no more joy at 23 minutes. Monash Outbound thought about supporting Joy but decided to spend $84 on a new T-shirt instead, and now there is no more joy at 62 minutes. And the Princess Outbound has joined as a new member, donated cash, won a prize, and now Joy is still on air at 13 minutes.
Talk about trying to guilt you into
that
it.
That is your radiothon version of the traffic.
Your radiothon guilt trip.
And just before we get back into the radiothon festivities, you might have heard us talking about the Madonna performance on Eurovision, and you and I, Tim, saw it and we were like unimpressed.
Very unimpressed.
And then Dean Murphy watched it on his computer and we were sitting here, I was sitting here, and I could hear it and I was thinking, that's sounding all right, actually. Okay. It sounds much better than what I heard. And Dean's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're being so harsh. Anyway, the lovely Nadine had just called into the station to say, I just want to mention to Dean re Madonna's performance that Madonna and her team have gone and done auto-tune on the Vivo version, which has made it better. But there's another version which is not so good. So we decided in the break then, Joysters, to listen to the live performance that was on SBS Demand. And Dean Murphy has now lost the ability to speak.
I think she just needs to retire. I've never seen anything so appalling in my life.
It was very breathy. I think she needs to get off the cigars.
Wow, it's actually, I wish you hadn't played that.
It's really out of tune.
I've changed my whole view. She needs to just go away.
Oh. everybody at home, I'm not sure whether you know, but you two know how obsessed I am with the Royals.
Yes.
So I'm spewing. I miss Kate. Was she good today?
She's awesome. Oh, she's always great.
Anyway, obsessed with the Royals. To the point, like Harry and Meghan in particular, but all of them always have been, Diana, like the whole kidney of Beetle. But I realised recently I think about them at weird times. Like I think about them when I'm flossing. And I, for everyone at home,
not
that
flossing,
is
not the movement, the
no,
dance.
No, not the
movement.
Dance, and it's not a euphemism for, you know, having a bash. I just think
having a bash.
I actually just.
Why would people want to spend their money on this radio station?
Having
a bash. Why don't you join that station where the straight girls has a bash? Yeah.
with the two gay guys. And she's having a bash.
It's only natural. Anywho, what I was going to say, I actually do think about them when I'm flossing my teeth. So I stand there and weirdly think, I always think. Right then, I don't generally think about them most other times, but every time I go to floss my teeth, I'm thinking, I wonder if Harry and Meghan stand next to each other in their bathroom and floss their teeth.
what a strange thought.
Flick little bits on the window and,
Bogans from
Glenn
Huntley.
No, but then
they've got
then,
a bit of class. I don't flick their little meat out of their teeth onto the mirror.
You can't help it sometimes, Joel.
Let's get it through the goals, Meghan.
But you can't help it sometimes, Joel. This is the thing. Like, they're not human.
No, I know, but they've got a little.
This is the thing. They've got to do these things, and I'm wondering, do they outsource it? Do they have in the next room, do they have a dentist that lives there? And they just wake up and go, Dr. So-and-so, off you go. Can you floss my teeth for me? I would outsource that if I could, right?
Well, you're not far off what's been going on over with the Queen, actually, because she outsources people to wear in her shoes.
This is what I want. This is why I need to be royal.
You need someone to floss for you.
No, I need someone to break in.
AKA.
I need, no.
Have a bash for you.
Have a bash for you.
Oh, if I could outsource that, I would too. Telling you. Oh, to be honest, Lord. I'm getting very lazy in my old age. But back to this, I would love someone to break in my shoes. Well, I'm dreadful with new shoes.
Yeah.
I get really bad blisters.
She's 90. Right. Well, she's 93. She's not going to run around the block a few times to wear in her new clacky mules, is she?
Do you know, and they're not clacky mules. She wears the same pair of black shoes. They're really awful black shoes. That she
wears. That's the only one.
She is 90.
Well, it's the only ones that fit her ankles because they're sort of ballooned out.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Oh,
is
dear.
Is there anyone that you won't take down on this show?
Well, no, has she become a new member? No.
She's
got the money to do it.
And she's on
she
the
can
table.
Buy us a million times
anyway,
over.
Anyway, I would like to hear from anyone who thinks of the Royals at weird times.
Yeah, keep
you
it
know, it gives a new meaning to lie back and just think of Britain, doesn't it?
See, that segment alone is worth sponsoring the station. Now, you can do it at Joy. joy.org.au.
Hi, Joysters. It's your yummy, scrummy mummy with the honey. Nigella Lawson here. If I was baking a delicious radio station, I'd roll some homos in flour, sprinkle some lesbians in lemon meringue, and top it off with hundreds and thousands of all the other letters of the rainbow family. For less than the price of my new cookbook, Taste Me, and you won't forget me. You can keep the oven flaring in the Joy cafeteria. Go on. I'm watching you. Head to joy.org.au.
Don't you know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. We're going out to the roads again. The Calder outbound didn't join up as a new member and now the station's closed. And the world has no more joy. That's all your fault. It's Eastern outbound. I like to listen to the station, but I don't feel like supporting it, so the station's died. There's no more
the biggest
joy.
Guilt trip ever.
And the Monash outbound, I really thought about it, but then I'd rather go out and buy an $84 t-shirt, and that's only one wear because it's going to smell like BO anyway. And now the station has closed because you didn't support joy. And the Princess Outbound has joined as a new member. They donated cash, they won a prize, and now Joy is still on the air. Hooray, everyone's happy.
When they said get creative, I'm not too sure whether they meant creative and guilty.
Yeah.
Love Songs and Dedications with Richard Mercer. Who's on the line?
Hi, Richard. It's Bacardi Rumford from Springvale.
Oh, hi, Bacardi. Great name. What's the story behind that?
Well, Mum said the night I was conceived in the back of a Holden Sandman panel van, that just at the moment of climax, Mum threw up Bacardi Rum on me dad. It was her 17th birthday party, apparently huge.
Great story, Bacardi. One you should be proud to tell your children and grandchildren when you turn 29. So who would you like to dedicate a song to tonight?
Oh, I'd like to dedicate a song to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, if that's okay.
Why them, Bacardi?
Well, all my mates say that me and me hubby Harley with a double L and double I are just like the two of them.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, Harley and Harry both start with the letter H, and, well, Harry's a ranger. And Harley did work experience for a week at the zoo. Also, Harry was busted with his pants down in Vegas, and I busted Harley with a two-bob hooker on our wedding night just after we got married by an aging Elvis in Vegas.
Oh, dear. And what about you and Megan? What's the connection there?
Well, Megan's a powerful actress from Hollywood, and I'm a great actress at Centrelink each fortnight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and Megan has a bit of African-American in her. It's like my visit to Cancun in 2012.
So what song can we play for them tonight, Bacardi?
Richard, what about My Love Burns for You Like an STI from Metallica?
Thanks, Bacardi. That sounds like you and Harley might need a trip to your local doctor. For now, here's your song on Love Songs and Dedication.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. That's it for our Radiothon show 2019. But the Radiothon goes for until Friday night.
Until Friday. Can we have a round of applause, please, for everyone who joined and supported this brilliant little station?
It's so good to see. And, you know, we joke around a lot. And,
On here.
Well, a little bit, just a little bit.
I thought this was
but we do take it. You know what? We do take it serious. We want to keep this station live. We come in here and we do our stuff every Monday, and that's our contribution to helping, hopefully, you know, entertain the crowds and the masses and share some fun and joy and
again
all that kind
for
of stuff.
Those people to feel connected who might feel isolated at times, especially kids in the country who are struggling with being LGBT in communities where it's not accepted. They have joy. They can listen to and they can feel a part of something. Yeah, so it is a wide-reaching, very important institution, and it needs to be supported.
And we say this all the time too, but we live in a bit of a bubble here in Melbourne, so we take it for granted. But there are people in the country who love, love, love. If we could show you half the messages that we usually get from people who are just so passionate and so in need of that connection with the gay scene, it is imperative that we actually keep this station alive. So during the course of the week, if you didn't get a chance to do it on our show, make sure you just keep listening, keep signing up as new members. You may only listen to the station once or twice a year, but your money is well spent, guaranteed.
Well done.
Good on you.
Good on you.
So we love it. That's it from us. We are out of here. Enjoy the rest of Radiothon 2019 and catch you next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.